Hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. Lena, and I'm doing a podcast today on women and dating men. And this is something that I think is important to discuss for women who are single, regardless of their age. And when they're dating men, I just want to put out there that you are in no position to date any man that disrespects you or name calls you. Oftentimes we can let our emotions get in the way of our logic. And because we, you know, have feelings for a certain person, we think it's okay to, you know, tolerate name calling or belittling or disrespect. I would say the best thing to do in these types of situations when a man feels comfortable enough to think that they can call you a bitch or a whore or any other name that's insulting is a red flag. We as women have every right to express our needs and our wants in a relationship. Oftentimes, I feel like I overhear women say, like, you know, don't say anything, just stay quiet, you know, show him, you know. I don't know, it's like this good girl complex of like, oh, you know, if I see things in a guy's behavior, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to come off as being sensitive or needy or whatever other label there is that a woman can be called. I disagree with that. The hell with labels, first of all. If I, in my heart, am feeling something doesn't feel right, I'm going to address it. And I'm going to make it very clear from the beginning of the relationship that if you are dating me, I have standards. And if I feel confused about anything, I'm going to address it. I recently went on a date with a guy and, you know, he showed a lot of interest in me and whatnot. However, I felt as though after the date, even though he told me he was interested and, you know, he couldn't wait to see me after coming back from a flight, you know, he started acting strange. And mind you, when you first go on a date with a guy, yeah, it's kind of confusing. There's this, like, you know, moment of, you know, suspense of, you know, is he going to call? You know, what's he thinking? And whatnot. And if a guy can't be accountable for what he says and his actions don't match his behavior, that's a red flag as well. So this guy that, took me on a really beautiful date, we had a lot of fun, you know, mentioned that he would be in touch with me when he went on his flight, out of town, and mentioned that, you know, he would contact me when he got there. He would stay in touch. He said he had mutual feelings for me, yet all this was said, but the follow-up a couple days later when he did leave town was completely different than what he said. And this is something I've seen as a couples counselor with a lot of relationships and personal and my own personal experience. There's this miscommunication of, you know, doing one thing and then saying something else. And I encourage women to get to the bottom of the confusion. A lot of times we think, you know, oh, let time pass, you know, let the guy prove himself and whatnot. And I kind of discourage that. I discourage waiting too long, putting your eggs all in one basket and hoping that this guy is actually going to follow through on what he says. If the guy is not acting accordingly, he's probably talking to other girls. Or he's just leading you on for whatever reason. And if none of those are the case, then it's up to the man to clarify that. And it's not up to the woman to constantly have to pull teeth to have the man be honest. I think it's very important that without name calling a woman, a man is able to either clearly say that, hey, you know, I'm interested in you. And, you know, I either want to take things slow or I'm interested in dating other people. I think there's this ambiguity that keeps happening in the dating realm where it's kind of like we're supposed to, as women or men, just try to figure out where things are going. And I discourage that. I say address it, be transparent, be honest, and call people out on their behavior. It, for example, with this guy, I blatantly, you know, said to him, you know, if you are just interested in a fling and you were just leading me on and then all of a sudden you go ghost, then I'm not interested. And what ended up happening is, you know, this guy started calling me names and saying, you know, he knows I'm Armenian, and automatically he went to, you know, insulting me and saying, oh, all you Armenian women are so complex, et cetera, et cetera. And it just brought up so many feelings for me that he would even go to that place of insulting me when his behavior was A, incongruent, and B, he was inconsistent with his ability to maintain the relationship. And, you know, as a couples counselor, one of the major things that leads to confusion is silence. And, you know, the inability to communicate what we're thinking without being disrespectful. So I'm encouraging both men and women to, you know, express your feelings, express your thoughts, express your motives and your agenda, and not engage in disrespectful language when you don't understand the other person. So try to speak your mind in a caring and genuine manner without necessarily trying to minimize the other person's feelings. So many times, you know, women will be called being sensitive. And I personally want to erase that word. I think women are very in tune with their feelings and their gut feelings. If they're bringing something up, it's probably because the guy isn't measuring up to what he said he's going to do. And so that leads the woman to follow her gut feeling and want to follow up on those feelings. And if the guy that you're dating can't handle those types of conversations, then it's time to close the door and literally move on from dating this person, because for various reasons, this person is uncomfortable with their feelings and discussing their feelings. And this has a lot to do with, you know, how we're raised. What kind of a household do we come from? What role models did this person have with regards to dating? Did they see their parents constantly disrespect each other? Did they see their father minimize their mother with regards to their emotions? A lot of the way men act is a byproduct of what their friends label women to be or what they've seen at home. A lot of times I've seen, not only with my studies, but with clients that I've worked with and in my own experience, a lot of times guys will conform to what their group of friends are thinking. And so if their group of friends are saying things like, oh, you know, did you score? Did you hit that? Did you, you know, get to, excuse my language, but fuck that girl and, you know, just get some from her. A lot of times guys will feel pressure to conform to that and, you know, feel as though they are officially a man and they are powerful and they are masculine because they were able to degrade a woman. And, you know, anytime they hurt a woman's feelings, it just gives them a sense of power. And so, you know, in a lot of the masculinity and femininity classes and coursework that I've taken at Alliant, it was so beautiful because it addressed all these issues of pressure. And I think that's what the women's advocacy is trying to point out. We don't need to be proving to other people anything. And it's important that we don't minimize a woman's worth when we're dating them by just trying to satisfy stereotypical thinking that usually is created by a group of insecure men. This has a lot to do with insecurity. When we feel some sort of a threat from a woman who is able to vocalize her emotions and feelings, a lot of times men will become defensive and think that it's threatening their manhood, which actually isn't the case. It actually means the girl really likes you and, you know, doesn't want things between you guys to be ambiguous or confusing. So admire women who are direct with their feelings. And I encourage the same for women. You know, admire men who are able to be transparent with their feelings. And let's make a safe society and world where feelings and talking about what's on our mind is considered to be respectful instead of discouraged and we're supposed to figure everything out on our own. Okay? So that's what I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will be sharing more updates on, you know, either my experiences as a doctor or things that I see in society that need to be addressed. So thanks for tuning in. This is Dr. Lena Magradichian. And yeah, just stay tuned. There's more coming. All right. Take care.